Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8 and from now up to 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Els, and of course, he's back with you tomorrow morning. And he'll take care of business as he always so brilliantly does. Thank you, Johan. And of course, good evening. Good evening. It's an early evening to many of us. And those who are still driving, take it easy. Keep a safe following distance, you know. There are people who are running in the streets and others are doing are jogging. And they have these big earphones, man. And they can't hear a thing, including your hooter. You know, they can't hear. So just be careful of those, man. We don't want to see legs broken anymore. We just want everyone just to find peace and quiet here in South Africa and things to just happen quite well. Right. Looking forward to a great show, a show that you also own. And, of course, looking forward to learning even far much more.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM. Everyone has a duty to do. Everyone has a calling upon their lives. There's a task that the Father has given us. You and I have to wake up to that task each and every time and fulfill that task as the Father has anointed upon our lives to do those tasks. This is a song to everyone who awakens up to the task that the Father has given them. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. When we say wake up from a slumber. Not that you are having a nap or just sleeping for a night, but become aware. Start to see things the way the Father sees them. And may we wake up to the call and the responsibility that the Father has given us. When I play my role and you play yours, we make it better.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Wow, TP there in the lead vocals, but it's Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Those are the artists and who are doing this song. And Wake Up Everybody is the name of the song there. Thursday Live. Let me greet Umfundisi Makamo. Mruti, greetings to you, sir.
Namipeli Samfundisi, apele niminjani.
Ipfukile ekongwe no.
Hey, ni shobeta mfundisi Apostle Mpena. Ni shobeta mfundisi Mashad.
Awuzeke.
Ni shobeta ibandla lonke le pulpit.
Usaphila kodwa babu Makamo.
Babu Jesu inkosi nomsebenzi ankayeki sahlele kuye.
Yeah. Awukakajikajiki.
Baba, futhi tested and ansuki kuye ngoba yena uthembisile uthembakele.
Yes. No, that's good to hear that. And of course, I'm trying to connect with Umfundisi Phumlamfen. I couldn't get through, but I hope ukuthi I will be able to get through now, because she has just sent a message ukuthi ukhona. The Apostle Phumlamfene. Hey, Apostle, how are you? Greetings.
I'm good. You, man of God, how are you? And everyone else, Apostle, I want my good grace.
Hey, yeah, we are fine. Thank you so much. For a moment there, I thought, oh, Waban. What's a halajwang?
Hey!
Kira can't be a mutola king caron sapagadi sangwijian.
Ah, boy, I'm not gonna have it.
Look, man, a sinful fruit is the topic, Akere. And we are talking about that. And as to what it is even all about. Much of the times we talk quite less about this. And many people who, and because believers are into business, you know, they do business, but you find that somewhat, somehow it yields sinful results because some things were done which are not right. At times also, when it comes to sinful fruit, it's when we see quite many people who are characterized by what many people talk about, self-conceit, which is a baseless talk against the Most High, which yields sinful fruits and is characteristic of those who are false teachers. You know, they basically bring that across, you know. And we are going to look into that as to what it is even all about. And a sinful fruit, it means things that many would be producing but are not according to the will of the Father. Even if it's a business, even if it's an NPO, an NGO, that one does, but it is not according to the will of the Father. Find you got a very nice, you know, business that you do. It's got a nice profile that it does, but voila, yo, the bribery, the corruption, it's a thing on a move. You know, you remind me of a program I used to work for, a production I used to work for many years ago on television. Man, we had this producer who was taking money from people. So you had utibekamo, until you can't no more because you only got two hands. And you could see the repercussions with regards to that. You know, when I left the program, I remember I said, well, we'll see who is a producer. We'll see. And anyone will produce the kind of fruit that they have a seed of. And the rest is history. And I'm not trying to gloat, but I am saying that in much of the times, the things that we are doing, ministries, works, even employment, there are some people who are in employment, but they are bearing sinful fruits where they work.
Yeah.
Where they work. They have affairs where they work. They gossip where they work. Actually, they have been involved in schemes of witchcraft where they work. And this thing is quite sad that we see even this time, you know, occurring. We see these kinds of things really coming across. And much of the times we tend to overlook these things. But I can say without a doubt, there's quite a lot of sinful fruit that we find even amongst those who profess to be believers and even Christian professionals, business people, ministers, leaders. You know, we see this even in households. We see this sinful fruit and it manifests in a variety of ways. Now, let me just go to Galatians chapter 5. And in Galatians chapter 5, there's something that is interesting, I think, in verse 19. Something that is of interest in verse 19. And I am having my oldest Bible. So bear with me. My page among it. Right. But it says, verse 19, now the works of the flesh are evident. And there's a semicolon after which are. The works of the flesh are evident. Sinful fruits, these are the evident works of the flesh.
Yeah.
The evident products of the works of the flesh. In other words, the evidence that we see, even in business. I don't know, Makamwe is in business. Maybe he has done business with quite a lot of people. He hasn't seen a sinful fruit, but to a great extent, we have seen, you know, a sinful fruit. And this in itself is one of the things that many people do not heed into. But look, and this is because, in verse 17, this is because the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things you wish. There's a battle that we see, and people find themselves in that battle. And you know the choice you have to make. But somewhat, somehow, the flesh and the gratification of the flesh at times takes precedent in terms of choices in many, many, many believers. How many times have you heard of someone, oqale ayi secretary kamfundisi, aqedelela awumkakhe? Even though umfundisi unomkakhe. This guy uthi, apostle, this guy uthi, she knows me better. Uke wamtshela ukuthi she knows me better. Vele, she knows you better because nenza izinto ezistout. Ninonke, naked. And check this out also. Yes, she knows you better. All the time she thought you were a man and a woman of integrity. Now she knows you better. You ain't none of that.
We ain't conceived.
Yes. And Uti, she knows how I like to take my coffee. It's because you told her I faka ku phone yak.
I'm not, but
hey. And we like to say, oh, okay. And Ati, there is a better communication, you know, when I communicate with this. Because ukubiza tsedzi, daddy, you know, you feel powerful. And she always becomes your conquest. You walk over her the way you want.
Yeah.
And then ukatelo kuti ya maralonga tumfazwa. Hey, long at two puzzle. Lo manje we 25 years yini, buku yini. You know? Now, the other thing of a sinful fruit is because of the manner in which we take a position of liberty. I know many believers are involved in business and all of those kinds of things and stuff and in ministry. But you find also that there are those who use their liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but not for service. Not for service. Not for serving other people. And the word says that in Galatians chapter 5, verses 13. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. That's what it says. That's what it says. And now, going back to chapter 5, something that I see in chapter 5, which is quite interesting there. When you look into chapter 5, it says, look at the works of the flesh and the fruits, the manifestations, adultery, fornication, uncleanness. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 and 11 speaks about sexual immoralities, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions and jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions and heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of the Elohim. Now, this is what we see. And this is what is taking place much of the times, whether in ministry or in business, by believers, with beautiful logos as no as namazwi amahle wobuKristu. But Mshasha Pants.
Mission statement and Slunga School.
Yes. And Eskuluma, Eskuluma Ngunkulunkulu. Nobuhle bukaNkulunkulu. Yes. But beneath, you see something else that is not according to. Yes, very different. Beneath. How mau pegile au labantu laba matota. Ah. The sheep of the Most High. How? Mau pegangale. Uboya benyat.
How?
Uboya benyat. Kukugile lomuntu. Ishef, straight. It's a wolf. Mm. You know, we see those kinds of things happening these days. And in this case, there is a spread of seed that gives rise to trees that are giving a sinful fruit. Now, this thing doesn't end with these people, but people who follow them and people who come after them will do those things even worse, seven times. Even worse. And you can see that it is easy to betray one another. Sinful fruit. It's so easy to betray one another these days. It's so easy to say, I support the Apostle Phumla, only to turn against her at the 11th hour. Because there are some resources I wanted from her. After I got those resources, I'm gone with the wind, just like Clark Gable. Gone with the wind. And at times also, I may find ukuthi I need umfundisi Makamo as a platform yokuthi ngihambe ngiyoshumayela lapha eVosi Lurus. Mase ngenile uMakamo lo sengiyamkhahlela mkhahlelela le. That's a sinful fruit. It means the ministry leyo engizoyenza lapha yana, as long as ngenze lokho kubi kuMakamo, it's going to bear sinful fruit. Nanoma kungagcwala kanjani bathu Ray ufikile bugcwele. Nanoma kungaba njani. And we need to be careful about things. All right. Let me start with Apostle Phumla this today. Now,
amen.
The word says quite a lot, Apostle, with regards to fruitfulness. But the sinful fruit we see here, you know, and many people who say, I'm doing the work of the Father, they don't go according to the fulfilled law of the Most High. You know, money has come into their head and all those things and stuff, even pastors and those who preach, you know, and they don't realize that by doing this, they become progenitors. In other words, they are plowing to those who follow them. They are plowing the same thing and it is going to grow seven times even more wicked. What comes to mind?
Ish, yeah, I know. Amen. I'm just reminded of Manzamarana Jesus in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 20.
Yes.
Unless our righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
Sure.
So now, you realize what. But before that, do you remember the relationship that Jesus had with Pharisees and scribes? It was tricky because he would always lash out at them. You know, in one instance, he would regard them as hypocrites, you know, as the sons of the devil. But yet, when he wanted to raise a bar higher, you know, in terms of righteousness, he uses the Pharisees and this because they would go beyond the call of duty, meaning over and above the law. They would add stuff to make sure they live a righteous life.
Mm.
So they would, like as I said, they would go out of their way. They would go out of, you know, the call of duty in terms of them emphasizing and living the whole thing of righteousness. Hence, I'm saying to you, Muruti and the listeners out there, Marana Jesu, in Matthew 5:20, or raise the standards for righteousness very high. Unless our righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Meaning, bro, now we don't have to downplay righteousness, we don't have to minimize it, you know, we don't have to, like, disregard it. It's very serious. Hence I'm saying without it, we cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
But because we minimize it, because somehow we downplay it,
yes,
it is easy to exchange righteousness for other things. It is easy to actually break the law. It is easy to ignore the biblical principle. Because we are self-centered, because the Konalinto we pursue, you know, I've noticed that when people pursue certain stuff, you know, you said something very powerful as we were talking earlier on. You mentioned the fact that there are people who will even go to an extent of connecting with you, not because they're interested in you, but because they're interested in what they can get out of you, out of the relationship. And once they lay their hands on what they can get, then men are searching seed. So, but like, as I say, it is the order of the day. People have anatavakali righteousness. If it was the case, Muruti, the mess that we see, the kind of things that people by the are in the church, whether it's in the ministry, whether it's in business, whether it's even in a family setting, people don't care about righteousness. It's like we don't even understand that without it, we cannot see the kingdom of God. So if we understood how critical righteousness is, Murut will not even entertain any form of sin, let alone sinful fruit. But we embrace it. You know, I was actually saying to some people yesterday, you know, there's a difference between a pig and a sheep. When a sheep by mistake, it can come hara mad. If it is comfortable. But when a pig happens a mistake, it can come hara mad. So as Banaba Mujimu, we don't have to come to a level where we allow this sinful food to make us even lifestyle, rudule, who enjoy it, was conscious.
It is quite sad.
You know, like a pig, and be comfortable in bed, and be comfortable more chilling. You know, a pig is comfortable, but not a sheep. That's what the Lord says, my sheep hear my voice.
Yeah.
A stranger's voice they will not follow. But when you continue to live and embrace sinful life and sinful food, but you will not even hear the master's voice, Harry, come out of it and repent. You will still stay and enjoy there because you are now comfortable. Maranar tuse.
And if you just joined us, we are talking about a sinful fruit, its manifestation today. Amongst those who profess to be believers, whether they are in business, in politics, in religious works or the clerical works, whether they are in community services, in NPOs, NGOs, you know, how the sinful fruit has permeated even amongst this, you know, those who said, hey, this business is founded on the principles of Christianity. That's what I hear much of the time. Founded on Christian principles, but riddled with bribes and corruptions and all those kind of things. It is quite sad that we see this. Now, we know, Pastor Makam, let me bring this to you, Sam. We know in many instances and cases, Muruti, that, you know, all these sinful fruits that we see are the works of the flesh. And they masquerade also, this aspect of masquerading as children of the light. There is a continuation of sinning, you know, that we see amongst those who say they are believers. Check this out, because I'll be using the book of Galatians. In chapter 3, verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Christ was clearly portrayed amongst you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you, Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? You know, people started well, the businesses, and now clients are starting to slow down, especially in lockdown. People have gone to the inyangas, and the inyangas are coming out and they say, we are going to point the pastors that we're giving the muti so that their churches should be packed and they should make money, their businesses should thrive. We have these kinds of things really taking place and going on. Fundis Makam?
Hey, Fundis, you corner lento lela. Eh, kungakho laphana ku Matthew chapter 7. Uthi uJesu laphana from verse 16. Uthi beware of false prophets who come to you disguising. Iwolf umayiza mfundisi.
Yes.
Iyakwazi ukugqoka isikhumba.
Eish.
Seyivu. Kati yona iyazi ukuthi mina angisiyona iwolf.
Yeah.
In order for uYahusha HaMashiach akwazi ukusiwina. We have to remember he is God.
Yeah.
But in order ukuthi akwazi ukusiwina, he had to be like us. Afane nathi, agqoke inyama yethu, ahamba ahamba, aphinde azalwe njengathi.
Yes.
So similar to the wolf, the wolf nayo uma ifuna ukuwina abantu abaseqinisweni, ayizokuza ifake impondo. Izoza nayo igqoke isuti, igqoke amakike emboboza, icathulule zena ezishapu phambili izibhela phezulu.
Yeah.
Igqoke nesuti nje, yabona la masuti lawa amahle eqwebezelayo.
Yeah, platinum.
In order to win these people, because it will be impossible ukuthumela ingulube ukuthi yokhuluma nembuzi or yokhuluma namahashi. But in order ukuthi na language ikwazi ukuzwana, ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuzwana, kumele usebenzisa umuntu waleyo language lela. And start, for instance, Mfundisi, the biggest church in the boom, we are born.
Yeah.
Because in language, yes, one. The biggest church in KZN, Aboban. In language, yes, one. The biggest church in Northwest, Aboban. Ngoba, yes, one. So, in order, you could not learn to lola, akwazi kuwina labantu labala. Azokhuluma in language, yabo. And it will take God's grace. Ukuthi abantu ba understand ukuthi in language here, but in voice yo.
Yeah.
In voice, akuthi uyamkhumbula uIsaac umabulisa uJacob no Esau. UJacob eza adisguise agqoke impahla zaka Esau.
Eish.
Asika athi baba ngimi lo sengilethile izinto. Uthi umadala lo akaboni, hoza ngikubamba, uyambamba.
Yeah.
Uma aqeda, hoza ngikucabuza, uyamcabuza, uyayiziphefumi ukuthi yiyo uboya yibo lo lapha ngoba indoda le inewanqa. But nansi into umadala ayibambayo. Futhi iphefumi nempahla nomzimba yizo, but kune something. Iphimbo akusiyilo.
Yes.
Then emabandleni, in order ukuthi nabakwazi ukuthi abantu basuswe, kuzoza somebody who will come agqoke as if aphinde alikhothe izwi njengoba linjalo. But the purpose ukuthi akujikisa, angakuyisi lapho ubaba afunayo ukuthi uye khona. And it will take God's grace ukuthi wena u-understand isporo lasesijikisiwe, asisayi kwale direction yale. Kunga katina, niza ubabona kanja. Niza ubabona ngezi te.
Yeah.
Because I was pokutina ile nto lela ihlahla semaprentice skipa mapier asikwazi. Asikwazi futhi ihlahla sama-apula ukuthi sikhiphe sweet potato asikwazi. But uma sewubuka iphele uzozibona ukuthi lezi akusiyizo. Kunento abantwana bakaNkulunkulu kumele siyibuke. When you go to church or wherever lapho fellowship akhona, not everyone akhona phakathi kwebandla usindisiwe, but be judgmental. I know ukuthi the word judgmental mfundisi liyasihlukumeza, but umntana kaNkulunkulu kumele ajudge from right and wrong ukuthi this is wrong, this is good, and abandon to what is good. Kungakho umpostoli uJesu athi nizobona izithelo. Kunezinye izithelo ezizobukeka kungathi ipentshisi but akusiyipentshisi. Kunezinye izithelo ezizobukeka ziba kungathi umengo but akusiwona umengo. Uma ungathatha ilemon ni-orange uma zihleli lapha ungaze ucabanga kongathi into eyi-1. But uma se usondela ubukisisa uzobona ukuthi le ilemon. Again kunelinye futhi inhlahla esikhipha kongathi orange esi-more closer le khaya le babesibiza ukuthi i-bomb lunch. Uma uyivula ungaze ucabanga ukuthi orange, but uma se utesta akusase yilo orange. Kiti tipi tipi kangana kuya le kwe lemon le. And there is not even a lemon. So, tana kankurunku, we are called to bring forth itelo.
Yeah.
Ezi mnandi. Pambu kankurunku. Utela kanjani itelo zi kankurunku. Ezi mnandi. Ezi pilai.
Yeah.
Ezi mtoko zi sayo kankurunku. Na into lele. Cheka environment uhlala kuyo. Ucheka ukuthi na environment i weather yale ndawo lela yi-conducive for ukutshala le nto ufuna ukuyitshala na. Ngike ngasuka nebhatata eMaputo wena mfundisi. Kona le ndawo lenzalelwa kuyo bathi kusemanyisa.
Yeah.
Ngasuka nebhatata wasemanyisa. Awumnanda usuka umpanda. Ngafika ngawutshala la ubhatata wakhona.
Yeah.
Ngilindele ukudla ubhatata lo ngiwaziyo wasekhaya.
Yeah.
But emuva kwaloko awuzange uba sweet ngendlela lengiyaziyo engikhula ngayo. I-reason yokuthi zingasafani is because environment lapha ngifike ngitshala khona umhlabathi awuvumi ukuthi kuphuma ubhatata wale ube sweet njengalo wale. Ngenxa ye-environment. That is why umntana kaNkulunkulu needs to check even environment ukuthi kati yena uzitshala kabobani. Abobani uhlaya, ubani ahlanganyela nabo. Not ukuthi yonke insipho yawazi ngoba umbona gqoke suti or umbona gqoke two piece ukuthi umzalwane. Kunomzalwane, kunomzarongo.
Kunomzalwane kunomzarongo. Yeah, no, I hear you, Muruti. I hear you. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Where, especially amongst believers, would you say, yes, even in these areas, I see a sinful fruit? Yes, in those particular perspectives, in the manner in which we do business, in the manner in which we do ministry, in the manner in which we do whatever business that we as believers are doing, where are the areas that you would say, be careful of the sinful fruit? And where are the areas where you would say, hey, I think people are comfortable, man, with the sinful fruit? As a atilo, we as wooting puza mashugela ingag, but we go. Ay, abane bakhala.
Kodwa unkosikazi akazi.
and when we are
uthele
unkosikazi ukuthi wena awusaphuzidile noshukela because wehlisa ushukela mara mauna loyana we number one diabetic uyaphuza awudlali. It's very, very, very sad. Now, check this out. Another sinful fruit that I see amongst us is reluctance. That is evidenced by murmurings. When the father gives us work to do, you know, we obey in the first instance and let go of obedience. After the father had spoken to us, we let go of obedience. And that is a sinful fruit, you know. And much of the times, I don't know if we really look into this. If you can look into Philippians chapter 2 from verse 12, it says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Now, I wonder if we are doing that. You know, I wonder if we are keen into doing that, working our salvation with trembling and fear. It looks like it is something that we actually take in, and when our ministries, fellowships, when we start to be secured, we have those jobs and we have these works and these professions and these deals, we start to fade on the issue of obedience. Let me tell you one example. This guy says to me, "No, but these are our clients, and the clients are always right. They say in the meeting, you must buy liquor. When you'll drink your juice, you'll drink your Oros, but Bona, they want liquor because they are bringing hundreds of millions into your business. So they have an annual meeting. There's an annual Thanksgiving. You're going to thank them for being your clients. They've helped your company and stuff. And now you buy liquor. Because manualiqua." Now that's a sinful fruit. Because you're going to get them drunk. And remember, you are supposed to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
And so we seem to be obeying the Father in the presence of many believers. But when these are absent, it is very easy that we bear a sinful fruit of disobedience because we say, "Oh, this is a tactic of keeping the business." You know, bribing people to keep you at a job, to keep you at a deal. These things are happening. I mean, I once heard a leader saying, "Hey, Mina, if it means I must throw one of my subordinates under the bus when it comes to saving my own skin, I will do it."
Sure.
Apostle, what comes to mind?
Fish. Yo, may the Lord have mercy on you, but I
think. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, my little woman, you mean the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 17. Mm. "Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord.
Yes.
Do not touch anything unclean, and I will welcome you."
Mm.
There's a reason why Lintina Mudim in Israel, remember to Paul.
Yeah.
Now, we learned to be very powerful, Lauren. Now, going where you show disobedience. So, disobedience will happen when we are among people who belong to the Babylon system, who have a way of doing things that is not right for us as Banaba Mudim. And you made mention the fact that some people would even go to an extent of throwing parties, you know. I mean, how about Baba Tala di Bill Joe? Who knew Magalama very hectic? And so now you get into an environment where it is, because it's a Babylon system, it is the world system, it is okay. But it is not your world.
Yes.
So in order for you to be accommodated and to be acceptable, obviously what is needed and relevant in that world. And in most cases, you will be forced to compromise and also disobey God.
Yeah.
And hence it can ever dangerous when we enter into this world, the Babylon, and want to comply because we want contracts. And after you've gotten a contract, remember there are things you need to do to get those contracts. There are things that you need to do to increase your church. So whatever that the system gives you to benefit from it, you will therefore have to continue to do that to keep it going. So if it's increased, whatever you need to get increased, you must continue doing it. If it's a contract, whatever you did that was legislated by the system of the world, you will continue to do it. And what does that supposed to mean, Joe? It means that when you continually live in a state where you disobey God, because you have decided to throw away biblical principles. You have decided also to seal your conscience with steel. So we're in a perpetual state of disobedience and rebellion. And you end up being comfortable because now the mullah is coming and it keeps coming. Because the reason why this money keeps coming is because you are doing things that are also out of character, that are also contrary to the will of the Lord. But as I've mentioned, according to the word of God, Paul was to come out amongst them. If you don't come out amongst them, we will continue to learn their language. We will speak like them. We will embrace everything that is anti-God that is in the world. And as you continue to do so, then you will continue to bear sinful fruit, and you will not be able to impact the world. Remember, if you have to go to the world, if you really have to go to the world, it should be for you to bring Christ to the world.
Yes.
But if there's something you want out of the world, then the world will dictate to you how you must get it and how you must keep it. And that means you have to compromise. You have to live in sin. You have to live in rebellion and in disobedience.
You know, much of the times, you know, we basically overlook these things. And so much we see of these sinful fruits that come across even, you know, in our lives as we live. It's just sad, you know, that these things continue. Look, a sinful fruit also is in the manner we do business. Now, check it out. In Ephesians chapter 3, Maruti, it says, chapter 3, verse 17, "Brethren, join in following my example and note who so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things." Yeah. A sinful fruit is mindsets that are set on earthly things, and gods have become, their bellies have become their gods. Bafunzi zisu zabo baba. Ogunya basakungeni. Umuntu wenza ibusiness akayenzeli ukuthi kuthuthuke isizwe sikaNkuluNkulu. Is doing it for his own belly. The ministries that you see, they are family businesses, most of them. Quite sad. Muruti. Bab Maka.
Mfundisi wami. Inkinga lento lela ngoba amabandla anama honor right now. Kunama ona kuyiwo abangabaphathi babantu kungakho lawo maona lawo lapho uma ufika mina bengithi ngizofika nithole isithombe sakho kuphela laphana
kuphi
laphana enkangala
hawu abana
bengithi ngizofika nithole isithombe sakho noma mkodri na na nothathu ni smile kongathi ni
ayibana
advertiser i Colgate.
No, I should show you. I should show you the first church that we built. Actually, yes. Bakhe ithuna lam lapho ngaphakathi. Right on the stage, they dig a grave and they say, We put everything that is ray here.
Sure, no. So I'm a band and I'm an owner when I'm funding. And I'm an owner. Whatever ends I can lie you. My city right now, Jungle could lock down. People were not crying for the souls Abanga told it easy. They were crying for easy so zabo. Pastors were crying for easy so zabo. That is why any member of the church who managed to be in my lemma tithing is cut to lockdown. Oh, why praise like a cool? Na manje usapraise ukuthi niyamkhumbula nge lockdown ukuthi lo waletha
itali.
You understand?
Yeah.
Bazanga because into ibalulekile is about the stomach and my family, not other people abakhona. You understand? Uthi laphana kuba Ephesians chapter 4 umpostolo Paul. But with the Lord's authority, I say, live no longer as the Gentiles do. I'm a Gentile, it's got a pillar, kanja. Into Kumelesi book. Because in Pili Pula, I'm a Gentile. In Pili Abantu, Abana Punuqua Zana no Yahusha Hamashia. And Abanandaba, Ugutu, Nukwatisebana, Abanandab, Abananda. Abanandaba nomuntu kahle kahle. Uma kubeka laphana, uthi, their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against him. They have no sense of shame. Whatever bangayisho, whatever bangakhuluma nje noma kanjani abanandaba. Futhi bakayenza noma kanjani athi mina angisabi muntu ngisaba uNkulunkulu cha. That is the language. But umpostolo Paul uthi abana sense of shame ingqondweni zabo, abana shame, abana next bangabantu nje abaphilayo labantu. But into lela yifika ijump ingenela kuNkulunkulu. Kunento eyenzakalayo emibandleni mfundisi wami. Yokuthi na uthatha unkosikazi womuntu khona la ebandleni.
Hey.
Umthathe.
Hey.
And wamanzi indoda yakhe ikhona yila.
Hey.
Uyabathandazela bobabili. Bathi kakhulu la lo unkosikazi wakho, unkosikazi wenu kahle kahle.
Ene bashadiswa.
Ipoliandro angazo, ipoliandro owat.
Hey.
Isilungu leseni ipoliandro owat
mfundisi. Yabadoda amaningi.
Hey,
yona
leyo nje. So, uthini? Awuna sense of shame. Udifa ngani nomuntu angamazi uNkulunkulu? You are not different.
Yeah.
At the end, you come before abantu uzozoma ukukhuluma manga as if ukukhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu. Understand into 100?
Yeah.
Iithelo ziqala lapho. UNkulunkulu ufuna izithelo ezinhle esizozileta. And abantu uma bambona lo muntu lo lwakhipha ithelo ezinhle, babese bathi impela uNkulunkulu uyaphila. UNkulunkulu walo siyamfuna.
Yeah.
UNkulunkulu walo muntu lona. Into iyenza abantu bangamfuni uNkulunkulu is the way esiphila ngakhona. Uma ngaba kuyiwa lapha kwaMdu nami ngikhona. Uma ngaba kuyiwa le nawe ukhona. Kahle kahle umodest. Uvele nje lapha kushumayelwa khona evangeli. Uyashumayela uthatha amaculo. Lapha ziduma khona. Nawe uwe laphana namabhodlela brown, green, yonke le nto le lapho. Uwe lapho. Lapho kwahanjwa khona namatheri, uwe lapho. Kahle kahle, umodest. Whereas, then abantu ke, uma kumele ukhuluma izwi. But how? Angithi ndoda sasinawe laphana. ushumayela uthini uthini kimi because intshumayelo kakhulu is not about what we say but it's about what we do
yeah
and how we do it
yes
and leyo nto le lapho uthi Apostle Paul uma abantu babona imisebenzi yenu emihle
yeah
then these people bayakudumisa ubaba wenu usezulwini uma babona imisebenzi yenu emihle but uma abantu bangayiboni imisebenzi yenu emihle but uNkulunkulu usithathela amacheri uNkulunkulu usithathela whatever uNkulunkulu siphuza naye uNkulunkulu sihleba naye siparticipate nabo ekuhlebeni kwabantu then it's different ngani
yeah
you understand
absolutely
so kongathi uNkulunkulu akasizi ibandla ukuthi sizakale silethe thele zinhle
yeah absolutely. Let's open up the WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. And you can drop us a voice note and a WhatsApp there. Text message and a voice note. 0826572729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of this. The sinful fruit and its prevalence today amongst us, whether in business, whether in pro bono work, we see the sinful fruit and how to deal with this, what the word says with regards to this.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Abana sense of shame in ngqondweni saba abana shame abana next bangabantu nje abaphilayo labantu but into lela yifika ijump ingenela kuNkulunkulu kunento yenzakala ebandleni mfundisi wami yokuthi na uthatha unkosikazi womuntu khona la ebandleni
hey
umthathe and wamazi indoda yakhe ikhona yila
hey
uyabathandazela bobabili bathi kakhulu la lo unkosikazi wakho unkosikazi wenu kahle kahle
ene bashadiswa
ipoliandra ngazo ripoliandra owat
hayi
isilunguleseni ipoliandra owat mfundisi
yabadoda amaningi
hey
yona
leyo nje so uthini awuna sense of shame udifa ngani nomuntu angamazi uNkulunkulu you are not different.
Yeah.
At the end, you come before abantu zozoma ukukhuluma manga as if ukukhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu. Understand the fundamental.
Yeah.
So, iithelo ziqala lapho. UNkulunkulu ufuna izithelo ezinhle esizozileta. And abantu uma bambona lo muntu lo lwakhipha ithelo ezinhle. Babese bathi impela uNkulunkulu uyaphila uNkulunkulu walo siyamfuna uNkulunkulu walo muntu lona into iyenza abantu bangamfuni uNkulunkulu is the way esiphila ngakhona uma ngaba kuyiwa lapha kwaMdu nami ngikhona uma ngaba kuyiwa le nawe ukhona kahle kahle umodest uvele nje lapho kushumayela khona evangeli uyashumayela uthetha amaculo yaye lapho ziduma khona nawe uwe laphana namabhodlela brown green yonke le nto lapho uwe lapho kwahanjwa khona namacherry uwe lapho kahle kahle umodest whereas
then abantu ke uma kumele ukhuluma izwi but how angithi ndoda sasinawe lapha usumayela uthini uthini kimi because intshumayelo kakhulu is not about what we say but is about what we do
yeah
and how we do it
yes
and leyon to le lapho uthi Apostle Paul uma abantu babona imisebenzi yenu emihle
yeah
then these people bayakudumisa ubaba wenu usezulwini uma babona imisebenzi yenu emihle but uma abantu bangayiboni imisebenzi yenu emihle but uNkulunkulu usithathela amacheri uNkulunkulu usithathela whatever uNkulunkulu siphuza naye uNkulunkulu sihleba naye siparticipate nabo ekuhlebeni kwabantu then it's different ngani
yeah
you understand
absolutely
so kungathi uNkulunkulu akasizi ibandla ukuthi sizakale silethe thele zinhle
yeah absolutely. Let's open up the WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. And you can drop us a voice note and a WhatsApp there. Text message and a voice note. 0826572729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of this. The sinful fruit and its prevalence today amongst us, whether in business, whether in pro bono work, we see the sinful fruit. And how to deal with this, what the word says with regards to this.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kusimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.